Whispered Words That Have More Meaning by Nate Swoip. The hair in the sink was clogging the water in it. She looked at her short hair in the mirror, tentatively touching it. I look like one of the guys now, she thought bitterly. Everything was so fragile. Her beating heart, her never private mind, and the mirror bouncing off her reflection. Everything was made to be broken. She punched the mirror, sending shards flying everywhere. Oh my God, Leah! What the hell are you doing? Seth walks in, looking at the mirror. Leah sits down, looking at her bloody knuckles. He sighs. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. Whispered words that have more meaning. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. That's what Seth says when he applies alcohol to her scrapes, bandaging every wound. Of course, he can't fix the one that makes her do crazy things in the first place. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. That's what he used to say. When she didn't go to school because she was sick, he would come over with homemade chicken noodle soup and feed it to her. She would pretend she liked it. He would hold her until she fell asleep. She fell asleep thinking of his dark hair and big arms. Don't worry, I'll take care of you, he had said when they first made love. He had sneaked into her room, kissing every nook and cranny of her body. He fiddled with her clothes, and once they were off, he looked at her. She nodded and he kissed her. Don't worry, Lee, I'll take care of you. And she muttered, whispered, I love you, Sam. Up to this day, she wonders if he even heard her. She packs all of her belongings in a suitcase and throws them in the back of her car. She ruffles Seth's hair. Don't cry. Tell everyone I love them. Everyone, but you make the exception. He nods and she drives away. Away from the place that brought everything magical to life. Everything, including the heroes and the villains and the lowly sidekick who never gets her independence. She opens the door in the morning to let the air in. A note flutters to the floor and she bends over to pick it up, her swollen belly making her stoop down. Don't worry, he'll take care of you. Leah. She asks Sam about it and he blushes before saying, I don't know, Emily. Leah is always so damn cryptic. She spends years trying to find out, but never does. She counts her blessing and finds that she always had one more.